We have some brief items of business, and then an additional item regarding several committee chairmanships. For the regular session, but we want to begin here with the first order of business, which is to establish a budget committee for the first extraordinary session. We've talked, of course, with Senator Dutton and his senior staff, and what we have done here is we have essentially recommended the budget committee members that from last year, from this special session, and since several have obviously termed out, we're adding several members as well. On the Democratic side, we are adding Senator Michael Rubio and Senator Noreen Evans. On the Republican side, Senator Harmon?
Just the new ones that we're adding. I was already on the budget committee.
So we have,
well,
myself and Senator Emerson and Senator Dutton and
Senator Fuller.
And Senator Fuller.
Very good. All right. Is there a motion? And the chair, I should announce so that it's not. The chair of the budget committee for the extraordinary session, and he'll be the chair of the budget committee in due time for the regular session as well, is Senator Mark Leno.
Did I mention, Mr. Chair, the vice chair is suggested to be Senator Huff?
That's great. All right. Is there a motion on this matter? Moved by Senator Ahlquist.
I second the motion.
Okay. We don't need just. We don't actually, the way that the thing works, do we need seconds on motions? I
no,
forget.
We don't. No.
Okay. So there's always a race to, you know, who's going to move? Okay. It's all good. All right. Please call the roll on the motion.
Senators Ahlquist?
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Thank you very much. Look, I wanted to start actually differently, which is to welcome everybody. To our first Rules Committee meeting of the year, and to thank the incredible staff, you know, as always, for helping us get prepared here today, and to welcome the membership, of course, as well. And we all know each other, but I just think for purposes of the public, I want to introduce everybody. Senator Elaine Ahlquist, who is a veteran member of the legislature who has been involved in a myriad of public policy endeavors and has been a lead player in the Senate when it comes to organization of this House and its workings. And I'm very glad to have you as a member of the Rules Committee. We have Senator Tom Harmon, who is the vice chair and one of the few remaining lawyers left in the legislature, and a man of great integrity, and an individual who, throughout all the battles over the years, we have worked very, very well together, and I couldn't think of a better choice as vice chair of the committee. So welcome to you. And Ms. Senator Jean Fuller, of course, who I had the privilege of working with on a number of different issues, public education, and then the infamous water negotiation back in the fall of 2009. And once again, the Senate is really blessed to have Senator Fuller over here and to start out as a member of really this most important committee, which you will see, all of you will see in this, in the Senate, and especially with the new administration, this is among, if not the most important and powerful committee, because of course we include the power of confirmation. And as such, we help shape in the, you know, in the appropriate way, the executive branch of government. And I think you're a great choice, so thank you. And last but not least, Senator Kevin DeLeon, who was a leader in the Assembly and rose to the ranks very, very quickly as chair of the Appropriations Committee, and is a man with deep knowledge of our communities throughout California, and is bringing a vitality and an energy to this place that is going to be a great addition. And I'm so glad that you're a member of the Rules Committee as well. So,
thank you.
And let me introduce myself.
The only returnee. Right?
The only returnee. This is a very time-consuming job. We meet weekly on Wednesdays. You know, there are periods of time where we don't, but generally we meet on Wednesdays, and usually for several hours. And our work not only includes the public work of debating and defining the rules of the House, and by the way, we've already had some conversations with Senator Dutton and Senator Harmon and others about some rule issues that we'll all discuss together when we get back after the first of the year. But we also meet in executive session because we deal with anything relating to the personnel of the House as well. And that's obviously a very important and sometimes a very sensitive subject, but we're called upon to do that. So I love it, and I hope that you all will too. Anybody else want to make a long speech? Okay. All right. We try to keep it a little loose here too, you know, which we'll make it fun. Shouldn't be a drag, right? Maybe the staff should introduce themselves too. You all know Nettie Sablehouse. Come on, introduce yourself, please. Who really runs the confirmation process? Certainly.
Staff never owns up to that.
Okay.
I'm Nettie Sablehouse, the appointments director for the Senate Rules Committee. And I've done this since Senator Britton was pro tem in 1998. Prior to that, worked for other people in the Senate.
Chris Burns. I've worked for several members on rules since 1998.
Welcome back, Chris. Mr. Bailey?
Bill Bailey, consultant to the vice chair of rules, have been since 2000 when Ross Johnson was vice chair of rules.
And Mr. Schmidt?
Greg Schmidt, been here since the beginning of time. No, I can't. Actually, I started in 1994 doing this.
Right, in 94. We have a great team, and you should all. And Jane Brown, sitting right here, good, with the most important person. Jane Brown, welcome to you, and thank you.
Thank you. I've been in the building for, I think, going on 17 years, and I've been with the Rules Committee for the past, going on 3 years. Love it.
That's good stuff. Do you two gentlemen in the front row want to introduce yourselves, too, because you're going to be involved in some of this stuff?
Anthony Williams on the staff, Senator Steinberg. Months I'll be the new Eddie, but not in the same exact way.
So take two of us to replace Juan Carlos Torres, also going to be doing appointments.
Very good. Is there anybody else on the Republican side that we want to please?
Julie Nystrom, I work with the Vice Chair of Rules Committee.
Thank you very much, Ms. Nystrom, for being here.
All right. Kevin, probably.
And Kevin Bassett back there, take a bow. The Chief of Staff to Senator Bob Dutton. All right, so we've taken care of item number one, which is the establishment of the Budget Committee for the first extraordinary session. I do have several additional items and an announcement or two to make that I would like the committee to move today. I plan to name most committee chairmanships and ask the Rules Committee, of course, to affirm that. We'll probably make announcements sometime in mid-December and formal action and ratification when we return after the first of the year. That would be the intention. But for now, I do want to make a couple of appointments as we speak. I want to name Senator Kern Price as the chair of the Business and Professions Committee. I want to name Senator Ed Hernandez as chair of the Health Committee. I want to name Senator Kevin De Leon as the chair of the Democratic Caucus. And I intend to name, and will again, it will take formal ratification by the full Senate, Senator Ellen Corbett as the majority floor leader. So a couple of these we can take up today. I think Mr. Price and Mr. Hernandez are appropriate for today. Okay, if I could get a motion, please, on Mr. Price at BNP and Mr. Hernandez at Health, I would greatly appreciate it.
I move that we approve Senator Price for BNP and Senator Hernandez for Health.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Please call the roll.
Senators Ahlquist.
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Fuller.
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Steinberg.
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
5-0. The motion passes. Thank you. Is there any further business to come before the Rules Committee? What's that? We have closed session, right? This is the point, unfortunately, where we have to ask everyone who is not a member of the Rules Committee to step out. And then we'll report out.